right, everyone, we had to do a bonus episode for the He Needs Answers because there were a few questions that really needed to be answered. And Tia B, she's going to have these answers, right, Tia?
I got you. Of course.
You got to represent
us. Once again, she's back.
All right. So what's the polite way to ask for a blowjob?
What?
Listen.
Oh, my. Hey, you want to suck this dick? No. I don't even think. I think in the moment, you got to allow the moment to happen. Because if I'm just sitting down and you're just like, suck my dick. Excuse me? That's right. The first thing that's going to come out. Maybe if I'm drunk and lusty, I already know I'm probably going to be like, drop them drawers.
Right.
So, but probably if you, in that moment, you might get away with saying like, yo, come suck this dick. But other than, there's no polite way to ask for someone to suck your dick.
So there's no polite way.
No, there isn't. Ma'am, do you mind giving me a blowjob? That still doesn't sound right.
No, would you like to give me some fellatio today?
Yes, do you mind if I stuck my dick in your mouth?
I mean, It all sounds dirty, and it doesn't sound sexy.
No, I'm going to go with if I'm drunk and I'm lusty, in that moment, if you probably say, yo, come suck this dick.
You're going to let it slide.
It's going to go over my head because you're the man I'm dealing with. You're the only one I'm sleeping with. Sure. But any other time, what are you talking about? I'm not sucking nothing. Get away from me.
Exactly. Fellas, I think you just need to sit back and just let it happen.
Yes, because you know that bitch probably going to suck your dick.
She going to do it anyway, but I mean,
if you ask, it's just like, what? That's like if me as a woman, I feel like, come on, give me some head. Lick this pussy. It just doesn't sound good.
It doesn't. I really don't think there is a right way to ask.
It's a difference. I feel like if you sexting something, you're like, ooh, daddy, I want you. You know?
No. There's no right way to ask.
Boo, there's no right way to ask.
All right, fellas. All right, so you know how guys, a girl walk by, he looking at her boobs, he looking at her ass,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When the fellas walk by, you looking at the bulge?
What are
you checking out the package?
What are you wearing?
My producer said gray sweatpants.
Hey, let me tell you about the dick print, y'all.
What?
The dick print is very much so real.
It's like
and
a camel
basketball
toe.
Shorts too. Oh my goodness, little satin things would just be, whoo.
Wait,
man,
a minute.
It's like it just gets you aroused, make my nipples hard. I'm telling you.
Wait, all right. So no, let that happen after you leave the studio. So the dick print is equivalent to
yes,
so to camel
man
toe.
Watching your ass as you walking by. If you got a camel toe, I'm looking hard. It is. It's just. Especially in gray pants, you cannot deny.
Why
you
do
just
pants
see
gotta
the meat.
Be gray though?
You see everything. Oh, because it just imprints more. Black is a little like, unless you like, oh, you see the bulge, but like in gray is just almost like being nude, but not quite nude.
So you can see
like
everything.
Some men aren't comfortable wearing sweats because they feel like a piece of meat because most women are just, they're not looking at you, they're looking below the waist. And it's worse. If I'm on a train or the bus and a man have on sweats, I'm just like,
you looking.
Open, close, turn.
You don't playing
look.
Peekaboo.
I'm like, oh my goodness, this is not okay. Oh my, why am I looking? Oh, looks again. Oh, wait, no, don't look.
Seriously?
Seriously. Wait, so you're telling me you've never looked at a
I'm
man's...
not even, listen, I'm not even going front. In college, it was this one dude.
Oh.
Who used to walk around with the pajama pants.
There you go.
And when I tell you, we was all like, we all had like a meeting. Like, bitch, did you just...
Did you see? But did
he
you
wearing
see?
The pajama...
He wearing them pants again. Tell him to go wash them away tomorrow.
But yeah, I ain't going front. I have looked before.
But you not looking x-ray
but
vision.
But I'm not like x-ray visioning it.
Trying
to
it
figure
the,
out.
Like wait, is it that
is
thing?
It ashy is it or not?
I don't want to know if it's ashy.
Here
now.
You go. Gosh. You in the pictures
he
looking
he might
want to
get
ashy.
Some coconut oil for that.
Not the coconut oil. Stop it. All right. So... why do women treat good men badly?
Oh, goodness. You know what? I really think we're just stupid sometimes. The good men that want us, we don't want them. And the bad boys we want don't want us. So it's just like a cycle. But women, we must do better.
Yes.
We have to give these good guys a chance. Me too, me included, you know.
I feel like sometimes we're just not prepared. We're not ready for
it's not,
that
you're not
person.
Used to that person being so nice. You're so used to the rough and, like, tough man. Like,
right.
When you really get the nice guy that's showing chivalry and holding the door and giving you his jacket and, like, treating you like a woman.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
You think he
get
corny.
The fuck away from me.
Yeah.
He's like, oh no, he's a square.
Yeah.
Oh, he is too corny for me. It's like, no, sis. Let that man love you. Cause You know little Rico on the corner that got like 12 baby mamas, a girlfriend.
Not Rico.
That's the only name I thought about. I don't know why Rico. Of all
not
people.
Rico, though.
All right, you want me to go with Mitch? So she
said, all right, go ahead. I'm going to let you go with
you
what
know
you want to go
with. Forget
with.
This story, but no, seriously. I think that's just all it is. I think most women are attracted to men that seem like they don't want them or like that make you like work for it a little bit.
Right.
Versus the man that's really damn near hand and foot waiting for you. Prime example. One homegirl said this, like, it's a guy that she's seeing, right? She needed to do something. Like, I'm renovating my living rooms, but it's not about me. But she literally was renovating her living room, but she needs to get things moved out. The nigga she's fucking sleeping with, hanging out with, did not come and help her. But the guy that likes her, that she don't really like, was the first one there at the doorstep to literally help move these boxes and everything and left.
Actions speak louder than words.
And I'm just like, this is crazy. And guess what? You're still not going to really be bothered or give that man a chance because no. You're still like, but I want Big Dick Willie over here. It's just like...
The package ain't everything.
I don't really know if he got a big dick, but it just sounded good to
That's
say.
That's another question I skipped.
What?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much does size really matter?
I didn't have enough dick sticks to really give that question. I feel like that's more appropriate for another friend.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with, like, the dicks that I have had.
Okay.
They did well. God bless them.
But I'm saying...
And they were able to use it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is the size?
I'm going to go with a 7.
A 7.
Yeah, because number one, you don't... Well, I can't speak for all women because some women just be hopping in bed with anybody.
Right.
So I'm going to go with a woman like me that want to really get to know somebody, whatever the case may be. You don't know what you're getting yourself involved. It's somewhat like going in blind.
Right.
Like I said, I ain't trying to get dick pics either. So upon meeting me, I'm going to be like, whip that thing out. Like, no, I don't want it. No. I will sit there and have a whole, like, I might play celibate shit. No.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Seriously.
So it's a 7.
I'm going with a 7, though. Because if I meet a guy and we really hit it off and months down the line, I might actually give him some. If it's not that big, but he could work it.
Yeah.
And the sex itself in the moment might be good.
Yeah.
You know, I might overlook that your dick ain't really that big.
Okay. Because you Cause have things to make it up.
Yeah.
Right.
But then again, I'm probably like, if I got a good size dick and you can't work with it, we could probably try to work it out. Like,
you can teach.
Yes, you can learn. Let's learn them something.
Right.
I'm going to go with 7. I'm going to go with a strong 7. What you going with?
I'm going to say... I don't think I'm sexually experienced enough to really answer this question.
But that's how I feel.
But if I was going based off of my current experience,
mm-hmm.
I would say maybe a 6.
See, I'm okay with that.
I would say a 6.
Then you got some people that's like, ow, size matter. I'm like, how many dicks you
no,
gonna
but
have?
Right? Just like Quincy said, how many dicks you gonna suck?
listen, sis. Everything, hold on, wait. I got everything not supposed to go in your mouth.
Wait a minute.
It's not.
Wait. One more question.
Oh, goodness.
Why go through your man's things, i.e. his phone, his social media, his laptop,
his cabinet,
his iPad, his draw, his whatever, under the draw, under the dresser,
under the bed,
under the bed,
in the closet.
Shit.
I leave no stone unturned, people know.
Listen.
I'm kidding. Actually, no, it's a lie and the truth, but phones.
You ain't let me finish.
Oh, God. We're not done yet?
No.
Oh, let's go. Keep going.
You find out he's cheating,
mm-hmm.
but you still not going to leave.
Oh, because you a damn fool. This is bringing me back to the Braxton moment when Tony... Was it Tony? You seen it? Somebody said something about, if you going to catch your man cheating, but you not going to do nothing, you become the other woman.
Right.
I wholeheartedly believe that because it shows your lack of respect as a woman for yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like people cheat. In relationships, people make mistakes.
Right.
We all make different kinds of mistakes. So whether you be that woman or that man that made that mistake in that moment and cheating was your mistake. Now, if you and that your significant other decide to repair that relationship, they go your one time, like, okay, you made a mistake kind of thing. But if he continues to do these things or she continues, you know what the fuck you want to do. You're not, it's because he or she no longer respects you.
Right.
Now, it's a difference if, like, when they cheat and they do make that mistake, they genuinely are apologetic, but they're making strides and efforts to do better, to want to do better, to want this relationship, to want it to grow and flourish to the best that it can be, then I'm here for it. But if it's really something that's repetition, you know, when you go looking for something, you find it, and clearly you keep finding the same thing, you a whole damn fool. Because I've had somebody tell me that the man that they was dealing with said, but you're not going nowhere.
Exactly.
If he can tell you these things, I think it's either time for you to go or to shut the hell up.
Just let that man cheat in peace.
Exactly. Because you're not doing anything.
I feel like if you're going to look through his phone and all his things, then you're going to find out all these things.
To be upset and angry.
You're upset, you're angry, curse him out. Screaming, you throwing his shit out, you throwing bleach, you might be setting his shit on fire.
But it's just in that moment, because tomorrow you're gonna be like, but why would you do this? I love you so much.
Right.
And then you back on that dick like, no, this is
If you're not really gonna leave, I just say let that man cheat in peace.
I agree. Like, don't sit here and do a whole hoopla about all of this. Like, no, make that man work for it if you want to get back. But what you're not gonna do is have me out here looking nice and stupid, and you over here slinging that dick everywhere. This is not community dick, bro.
It's no a community thank you thing.
Clearly, that's what they community. These niggas be for everybody, supposedly. I just don't want to be the one to find out.
Oh, God. All right. So that was our little bonus clip.
Thank you for having me again.
Of the additional questions that we have for T and B. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Thanks.